Has your spiritual life ever felt stagnant? Do you think you need a spiritual reawakening, a resurfacing of your love for God? How can you renew your appreciation of God's holiness, discover a new passion for His Word? Well, it may begin by finding what it means to serve the Lord, to serve Him with gladness, and to come into His presence with singing. So do you want to invigorate and deepen your faith? Well, it's my prayer that this meditation from Psalm 100 will open your eyes to the truth of God in a fresh new way, exploring exciting opportunities to serve the Lord. So rest here now, as you are guided towards moments to serve with gladness. And without effort, allow your breathing now to ease, your heart to slow, and drift into this moment by choosing to serve the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Choose to become increasingly aware of moments to help, mindful of opportunities to provide care and chances to love others. Resting now in this moment of awareness, listen and respond to Philippians chapter 4, and as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, help me to serve you and others gladly. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. Rejoice in the Lord always. And Heavenly Father, help me to serve you and others gladly. Delight and take pleasure in Him. Again, I will say, rejoice. So, Heavenly Father, help me to serve you and others gladly. Let your gentle spirit, graciousness, unselfishness, mercy, tolerance, and patience be known to all people. So, Heavenly Father, help me to serve you and others gladly. Continue on now for a moment longer. Your eyes still closed. God is present. The Son is here. The Holy Spirit has come. So accept the transformation of your heart and be mindful of being able to serve Him by serving others. Do you long for spiritual reawakening, a renewed love for God? Well, consider what might be blocking you from encountering Him. Take a few moments now to scan your body and your mind, looking for areas of tightness and tension that may be hiding from within. Scanning from your toes to your head, are there emotional barriers that are keeping you from seeing and serving on behalf of God? Well, keep searching and take note of what you find for now. If feel no judgment or condemnation for any negative thoughts that may bubble to the surface. They are only thoughts, so give them no power. Simply note them for now as they float up and away. As hidden tension resolves and barriers are moved, center on the Holy Spirit, opening your mind's eye to opportunities to serve. Center now on serving, gladly. Center your thoughts on the divine as you come now into His presence with singing. Your thoughts may drift. Barriers may arise. Your vision may become cloudy. That's only natural and what the human mind does, so don't be discouraged. Allow the drifting to be a reminder to note the barriers and then center back on new moments to serve the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and serve them gladly. Take this minute and intentionally center on opportunities to serve. Take this minute to whisper your centering prayer once more. Heavenly Father, help me to serve you and others gladly. Center too on your breathing. Don't rush, but just bring your attention to each breath. Don't worry about the pace or the rhythm. Just notice your breathing. Now breathe in slowly and deeply, filling through your nose to your stomach. Hold for a moment. Now breathe out slowly through your mouth. Once more. Breathe in slowly and deeply through your nose to your stomach. Hold for a moment. Now release it, blowing out through your mouth. This rhythm may take some practice, but don't be discouraged. Just take your time. Be at peace. Each breath of air serves your body's need for oxygen. Continue breathing slowly in and out for a minute, and center if you can on the word serve. Continue as you center now on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from Psalm chapter 100, verse 2, and we'll begin in the English Standard Version. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Which words spoke to you? Listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you towards divine service. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. What deeper meaning did you hear in this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time for your heart and mind to be transformed as the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit reveal moments to serve others. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New American Standard Bible. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. And know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. What became more clear after listening? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on your spiritual life being revived through service. Center on your spiritual reawakening. In this third reading, reflect on the passage as it becomes your own prayer from the Common English Bible. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. Come before Him with shouts of joy and know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. What is your next step now towards God in serving Him and others? I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. If your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to thoughts of serving Him gladly. continue now in this time of meditation in a moment of imaginative contemplation. Return to the passage. Be present with God right now. See Him. Choose to serve Him. It has been said that our chief purpose is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. So take this next minute and silently shout joyfully to the Lord, out loud if you can. Come before Him with joyful singing. Serve Him by worshiping Him. Take this next minute to sing to Him. Hum your favorite hymn. But take this next minute to glorify God, enjoy Him, and serve Him. Center once more in your breathing, and when you feel ready, not a moment before, slowly start to open your eyes. And whether at first or last light, this moment is for you to be aware of people and opportunities to serve. What is the Holy Spirit bringing to mind? Well, contemplate that and accept this prayer of benediction to always shout joyfully to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before Him with joyful singing. Now may you know the joy of Christ. Be guided by the Holy Spirit and encounter your Holy Father by serving Him and serving others gladly. Amen.